All
We'll go
right.
with it. And just so you know, I've got a session on in the work that I do. Oh, probably in yeah, less than an hour now. Like a yeah. So
No
it's I've
problem.
just sort of fitted
We'll
this
be done
in.
before. Yeah,
Thank you.
it's the power hour, right? Welcome to Burgess
Yes.
Power Hour. So we're a little few minutes late here, but we'll skim through all of this. And welcome to all of you who were here. I don't know what happened to you guys, but I'm glad you're hopefully you'll get the recording because you registered. Today is all about the essence of being, the essence of your being. That's what we're going to be experiencing tonight. So as always, we love experiential stuff. So get something to write with and something to write on so that you can play with us tonight or tomorrow. I guess it's tomorrow where you are, Robert, right?
That's right. Yes.
Where in Australia are you?
Lower Gold Coast.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome, welcome, and welcome, Fred. I don't see you, but I see your name. And I'm not sure what happened to everybody. We had a bunch of people and then they just went away, but maybe they'll come back. I'm not sure what happened, but we're going to pretend like we're all here together and you're getting a private experience with Burge Smith Lyons and Essence of Being tonight and the Power Hour. So today is all about what's your purpose? You know, why are you here? The essence of being, who am I? Have you ever asked that question? Who am I? Why am I here? So tonight we're going to play a little around with that a little bit and just really kind of fine-tune a little bit about how you show up in the world. And I appreciate all of you being here and playing with us. We are getting ready for our Essence of Being weekend starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in Atlanta in the US. And excited to welcome all of our returning graduates and our other people that are soon to be graduates, hopefully. So I'm glad we're going to play together. So but before I go into it, I want to explain a little bit, give you a little bit of a background of a concept around people who make goals and they try to find out who am I, what is the essence of my being. And there's a concept called precession. Precession, precession. And it comes from Buckminster Fuller, who we play with a lot. A lot of his philosophies and generalized principles and things that he has had experienced in the world. We work with his philosophies and things in all of our play shops, we call them, in our workshops. And what precession means is the effect of motions, the effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion, the effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion. So sometimes you might be asking yourself, am I on track? Am I hitting my goals? Am I on purpose? Do I need to see proof that I make a difference? Do I really matter? Have you ever asked yourself those questions or kind of thought about that perhaps? And so this generalized principle of the effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion really does, it permeates the generalized principle that happens in the planet. It happens with animals, it happens with people. And what that means, I'll give you an example. So when you're a bee and you're going toward your goal, what is the goal of that honeybee? This is the question and answer time. So what is the goal of a honeybee? To go get what?
Yeah, well, to get nectar
Yeah, to go get the
and
nectar. So the bee is actually the goal of that bee, or the purpose that it thinks is to go get the nectar. So the bee is going toward the nectar and he's nectar, 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 nectar. But what is the true purpose of the bee going toward getting the nectar? Do you know? You may have learned this in science class. What is the true purpose of the bee putting its feet all over the flowers? Do you remember in science class? Didn't know I was
well,
going to drill you tonight.
it's actually going to be procreating. because it's going you're going to go to another flower or another blossom, and so it creates more
It cross-pollinates, okay, is what the term is. But yes, hi, Bob. welcome, honey. So yeah, it cross-pollinates. And so what that means is that bee is actually the purpose, the grand purpose of that bee is to cross-pollinate. But the bee doesn't wake up every morning and go, I'm going to go cross-pollinate today. The bee doesn't do that. The bee just goes toward the nectar, right? Hi, Anne, welcome. I don't know what happened to Fred. He left too. I don't know what happened there. But people keep going, popping in and out. So hi, Bob. So we're getting started. Get pencil and paper, guys. You're going to be playing with us tonight. So I'm talking about this impact that you might have. What is the essence of your being? And so the goal of that honeybee is to get the nectar. But the true purpose of that bee getting the nectar is to cross-pollinate. But the bee doesn't know that. But we're just like the honeybees. And that's what Bucky had said. He said, look, we're like honeybees. We're like money bees. Maybe we have a focus, or our goal is to make more money, or to be happy, or to have more love in our life, or be purposeful. Okay. So he said, you make a goal, but once you get to the goal, that isn't it. Have you ever done it? Have you ever made a goal and thought, oh, well, that was nice. Now what? That wasn't it. What do I do now? So why make the goal? And Bucky said, look, the reason to make the goal is it moves you. It motivates you. It moves you. You actually have some action moving toward something that you want. And as long as you're sitting on the couch, you're not having an effect. Meaning, remember the actual definition is of precession is the effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion. Okay, like a stone drops into the water, it creates a ripple effect. It's a body in motion having an effect. And the earth and the moon, they have an effect on each other, bodies in motion. So Bucky said, as long as you're moving towards your goal and that you are adding value along the way while you're going towards your goal, then your effect in the world adds value. So you don't even have to know what it is. Some of us get very blessed to see the kind of effect that we have in the world when we show up. And the thing that people ask me all the time, what's my purpose? What's the essence of my being? So my definition of why we're here, and you can hold on to this too if you like, is to basically have experiences and have an impact. So if we're that important, you know, that's the thing that people keep forgetting. As long as we're adding value along the way toward our goals, the goal really isn't it. It's the journey. You've heard that, right? It's the effect that you have on the world. And you go ahead and set your goals because it's important to keep moving. So the movement is the most important part of adding value along the way. Don't worry about, am I making a difference or not? Because as long as you feel like you're adding value when you're moving, then you're going to have an effect. And is that enough? Is that enough for you to know that? Sometimes, right? Some people go, well, I need to know more if I'm really adding value. Am I enough? So
it really does help.
It does help, doesn't it? It really does. And so the freedom of knowing that the goal isn't it, we kind of trick ourselves. We know the goal is really not it. Moving like Bob's doing and Robert, whatever you're planning, and Anne, and I don't know who our Zoom user is, and all the people that are going to get this recording. Just look at all the goals that you've made in your life and you say, is that the essence of my being? Am I on purpose really by just making goals? Yes, if you are having an experience by moving, you have an effect, and that's how important you are, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple of acronyms, and then we're going to play, let you do some little experiences with yourself. That sounded odd. Okay, so acronym, you are a gift. So G-I-F-T-S, your gifts. Many people forget that part. What do you mean I'm a gift? I'm a gift to whom? So the acronym for gifts, the G stands for generous. Are you showing up? Are you generous with your laughter, with your time, with your money, with your love? Okay, that's part of the gift that you bring to this world. That's your pure essence. It's the pure form of your soul or your energy, whatever you want to call that. That is the essence of who you are. And I stands for integrity. Now, Bucky calls integrity holding your shape. Integrity is the essence of success. And what that means is holding your shape, the integrity of steel. I'm a gift and I have the integrity of steel. Nothing can move me off my center. People will be tugging on you to say, do this, do that. You need to do this. This is what you should be doing, all that kind of stuff. And it pulls you off your center sometimes. And so he says, really look at the integrity level that you have of holding your shape, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what's happening in your orbit, holding your shape of how you want to show up. And be the demonstration of what is really a conscious leader and what it is to be in this world the way that you'd like to be. F means fun or freedom. Many of us forget to do that. We forget to have fun. We think, oh, wait a minute. I thought spirituality and personal development and all this stuff is, you know, heavy duty. And yes, it can be. But we forget the playfulness that comes from that, because fun is freedom, freedom to play, freedom to choose, freedom to allow, freedom to be the essence of your being. So through play and through fun, it really does open up a whole nother experience for people. Maybe you've shut part of that down in your life. So just kind of look at that gift that you have. Okay. T stands for trust. Trusting yourself, trusting in the universe or God or source or spirit or energy, trusting and allowing, trusting that all is well. And one of my favorite sayings I say in our Essence of Being workshops is trust and allow and don't ask how. Bob knows that. Trust and allow and don't ask how. Many of us want to know how. Well, how do we do it? How do we show up? How do we make more money? How do we have what we want in our life? How do we find a relationship? Whatever those hows are, if you just stop for a moment and just say, trust and allow and don't ask how, what would that look like? Can I do that? Can I choose to just trust? And in our play shops, we actually give you an experience of trusting again. And I know many of us have been betrayed. Many of us have perhaps been hurt. Okay, so there's a relearning on how to really trust again and allowing that. And then, of course, S is self-care. Do you put yourself first? You are the gift. Put yourself first. You know what? Say, I matter. I matter and I choose to allow others to love and support me. This is not just about you giving all of your stuff and all your goodies and everything to everybody else. As you know, it's all about both receiving and giving. You can't have gifts without a receiver. So learning how to really appreciate and opening up to receiving, because the more I receive, the more I give. The more I give, the more I receive. The more I receive, the more I give. The more I give, the more I receive. And so that self-care is really important to say, you know what, I do matter. And my feelings matter. My life matters. So I know the word selfish can feel counterproductive, but sometimes you have to be a little selfish in the way of saying, I choose me first. You put that mask on yourself first before you put it on somebody else, because that way you're in a much better position to support others and allow others to love and support you. Yes, Bob.
So I heard an interesting concept on the word selfish 1,000 years ago. There was the little s selfish, which is the term everybody is familiar with. And then there's the capital S selfish, similar to how we capitalize the word God. And that's the put your mask on yourself first before you help others kind of selfish.
I love it. Thank you, Bob. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. So perfect. So gifts, your gift, and that's one of the messages I wanted you to feel into and what we're going to play with tonight about the essence of your being. But it's learning how to really be generous, have integrity, have fun and freedom. Same thing, fun equals freedom. Trust and have self-care. Okay. Now, tonight's acronym night. So I'm going to give you another one about balance. B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Oftentimes people say, I want to be balanced. I want to be able to do it all and be it all. The essence of my being, is it balanced? Okay. So the B stands for beliefs. Now, this is beliefs are so important that your beliefs that you come into this world with, a lot of those are handed down to you just like your genes are. Your beliefs are handed down from your parents, from society, from TV, from religion, from your brothers or sisters, okay? School, teachers. Beliefs are eternal until they are re-believed. So beliefs are something that I really, really, we really play with a lot about. What are your beliefs about who you are and how you show up? What are your beliefs? And I call that your bubble talk, the subconscious thought that keeps you from getting what you want. It's that subconscious little bubble above your head, like in a cartoon character. That's what they're thinking. That's their belief system. They don't even know it's there. They may be saying they want this. They have affirmations that they choose to have all these things in their life and want to be able to make a difference and have things easy, but their bubble talk could be blocking them, which is what A stands for, is alignment. Aligning your subconscious beliefs with your conscious thoughts. So A equals align, alignment with your subconscious beliefs and your conscious thoughts. So if you've tried to have more time or have more whatever, and you feel like I've tried that, it just hasn't happened yet, you could look at your belief system and see, is there a disconnect from your belief system that's subconscious, okay, most of the time, and your conscious thought. So that's why we dig around we poke around with a stick to find out, what is your subconscious? What are they? What are your beliefs? And are they working for you? If they're working for you, keep them. If they're not, once they're conscious, you can do something about it. So that's why we kind of poke around with the subconscious. So aligning is really important in having balance. L means leverage. Leverage. What I mean by leverage is more with less, doing more with less. Okay, so in order to be balanced, you can look at, okay, do I leverage my time? Do I leverage people? Do I leverage money? Do I leverage my knowledge? Leverage equals speed. The more you can leverage all of those things, the faster things you can attract to you, and the things become faster and faster and easier, so it doesn't take as much time, okay? So leverage is really important in balance. The other A is assess. assessment. So do you know when you're on course or off course? Can you kind of tell? Yeah. Things are working for you, man. You've got things lined up and the Red Sea parts and everything's working, right? That means you're on course. Okay, maybe you might feel off course sometimes because you have all these little or perhaps big obstacles. It seems like nothing's working. So what do you do oftentimes when you're off course? Do you beat yourself up? Do you say, I would have, I should have, I could have? I'm so off course, man. I thought this was going to work. And sometimes we beat ourselves up. And so the thing I want to really hold for all of us is that when you beat yourself up, Bob knows this, I drill this into all of our graduates' heads about guilt. We feel guilty about something because we should be in a different place now than we are, perhaps. Maybe we go there sometimes with our assessment. We're still kind of off course. Why haven't I retired yet? Or whatever that is. Okay. And so guilt, when you feel guilty and you're vibrating guilt, it energetically demands punishment. So what that can look like is you self-sabotage. Or you attract punishment to you from other places. Because that's what you're vibrating out. Now, this is a big concept, so I'm just saying stay with me on it. Because if you know that you vibrate guilt sometimes, just realize that what you're attracting to you is punishment. Whether you do it yourself or something else comes and does it for you. Now, what's the opposite of guilt? Bob knows. Come on, Bob. I'm picking on him.
Innocence.
Yes, innocence. He's such a, yes, he's a good learner. I love Bob. So innocence, being innocent is the opposite of guilt. And so in order to have balance in our life is to really step when you're assessing what's working, is to really remember your innocence. We were born that way, weren't you? Weren't you? What happened? So you're still innocent in there. There's still that part of you that's innocent. And so my suggestion, when we become masters of doing this, mastery is making small corrections or making big corrections in our life without invalidating ourselves. Mastery is making corrections without invalidating ourselves. Okay. So that keeps us balanced. N stands for neutral. So you can be balanced if you're neutral. In what that means is if you work through a lot of your belief systems and work through your triggers in your life, you remain neutral, meaning you don't have all the ups and downs as much because you're neutral. The emotion that you have around something, you've cleared it. So you have a neutral feeling around it. And so that's the emotional part of being balanced and having the essence of our being is really that's the kind of work that we do is letting go of old belief systems, okay, and bringing in what really serves us now. And we don't get triggered as much when something happens. C stands for center, obviously, the center. So it's holding your shape, feeling centered, like the eye of the hurricane. The eye of the hurricane is the big eye, going on the same thing of capitalization, Bob. The big eye. The big eye is me, that connected one, the one that's still the center. All the chaos is going around us. Is there chaos going around in the world right now? A little bit. Okay. And we can easily get sucked into that chaos. So the essence of our being is really being centered and understanding that all we in order for us to maintain that center is to remember that we are the I. We are always connected to your source, to your higher power, to God, to universe, whatever you want to call it, that we have the ability to connect. And E stands for equal. I always feel funny when people say, I want to be balanced, because if you think about it, it's equal. So your income is equal to your outgo. Now you're balanced, which means you have zero. Income, outgo, zero. That's balanced. So what I'm talking about, though, is the being equal with that understanding that sometimes we get comfortable with the way things are. And we have just enough. We do just enough. We are just enough. Okay. To make us feel comfortable. And that is, that can mean I'm equal in the way that I feel. And that is the true essence of balance, is equal. But I just wanted to throw that out as for you to think about that. Do I say I want to be balanced a lot? And in energetic terms, sometimes that can mean you, the more you give out, the more it goes, the more it comes in, the more it goes out. So just be mindful, is what I'm saying, when you think about equality in your balance. Okay. So being self-aware of all of this is important. And you can choose to say, I'm in the flow. I'm in the flow. I choose to be balanced. I choose to understand my gifts. So what I want you to do, we're going to play a little thing here. I want you to write down, if you would, I want you to list all your identities or some of your identities, and these are positive, about your job, your tasks that you do, your feelings, your roles. And I'm going to give you some prompts, okay? So the first one is, I am a, and just write down the first things that come up, your roles, your tasks, your jobs, and make it as positive as you can. I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a leader, I'm a teacher. Just jot a few of those down. I am. And add to that list, somewhere on that list, I am a miracle. Because you are. Now you can go back and add to this list after this call if you choose to, and continue and make, try to make it as positive as possible, but definitely add miracle. Now the next one, we'll go to the next one. I want you to write down, I feel. Now you want to write down your feelings. I feel happy, connected, safe, successful, wanted. And just notice if you can't think of anything positive. I feel. And you don't have to feel it 100% of the time. And again, you can go back and add to this list. And then the next one, I'm kind of going fast so I can make sure we get all this in. You write down, I do, meaning what do you do? What tasks do you perform? What roles do you have? I do business. I talk on the phone. I do numbers. I teach. I play. I sing. I play games. What do? Finish up on the one you're on. And the last one, I want you to write down, I have. I have. Friends, love, a place to live, family. And this isn't meant to be a 1,000-page list. It's just to get your juices flowing a little bit about some positivity in your life. I have. Okay. And at the end of all of those, you could say this or something better. This is a little peek into your essence of your being. These are defined a little bit, perhaps, about your jobs or your roles or your feelings or your tasks. Okay. So this is a little peek into the essence of your being. And what we want to do with that, I just wanted to get your juices flowing on the positivity part. Sometimes we can get mired in all the muck. Okay. So I want us to look at our values now about your soul level values, okay? What I want you to do is to make a circle, make a big circle on the piece of paper, like a clock. So you want to do your hands of the clock. So the 12 is at the top, 1 is to the right, 2, 3, 4, 5, go all the way around to 11. So you start with 12 at the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is at the bottom, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 is around the other side. So just make a big clock, put the numbers there. And each number is going to count as something. It's going to mean something. So number 12, you're going to start with. Number 12 is relationships. Just write, you can write relationships there, okay? Or however you want to identify it. Number 1 is your career or your job. Number 2 is your business. Some people have a job and a business. Some people have a career and a business. And if you don't have both, that's okay. But put 2 is business. 3 is friends and a social. Friends and social. Four is parents. Whether they're alive or not, just put parents. 5 is kids. And whether you have kids or not, just put kids. Doesn't matter. 6 is education or school. 7 is rest. 8 is fun or vacays. Okay, whatever you want to call it. Fun, vacation, fun.
I like that one.
We all like that. 9 is faith. Your faith, whether it's spirituality, meditations, rituals, church, whatever that is to you. Okay. 10 is contribution. 11 is self-care. I keep bringing that up. All right. The essence of our being. Now, what we're going to do is you're going to write numbers. You're going to put 1 through 100. So what you're going to do is, for instance, where do you spend most of your time? That'll be the first one. most of your time. So what you're going to do on the outside of the clock, you start at 12 and just rate 1 through 100 for relationships. Do I spend most of my time 20%, 30%, 50%, 60%? Where do I spend most of my time? It doesn't have to add up to 100 just to go round the clock, okay? They don't all have to add up to 100, but I want you to kind of rate yourself 1 through 100 in there, a percentage-wise. Where do you spend most of your time? So that first outside circle is going to be, where do you spend your time? You're going to do this 3 times. You're going to go around the clock 3 times. So have enough room so you can go around the clock 3 times. So the first one is, where do I spend most of my time? And just do it very quickly, kind of rate yourself, 1 through 100, percentage of the time. It doesn't have to be accurate. Do the first thing that comes up. Don't think about it too much. And again, it doesn't have to all add up to 100. Finish up on the one you're on. Go around the clock there. Finish that up. We're going to go around again. And the second one now is, where do you spend most of your thoughts? Where do you spend most of your thoughts? So start again at 12 and go around the clock, 10, 20%. On relationships, do I spend 50% on my career, job? So now it's about, where do you spend most of your thoughts? And again, first things that come up, don't think about it too much. Finish up on that as best you can. You got one more round. And make it the first things that come up. You don't have to add it up or anything, okay? And the last round is, where do you spend most of your money? Where do you spend most of your money? On relationships, careers, business, friends, 10%, 20%. And again, it does not have to all add up to 100. Just rate yourself. Okay. Finish up on the one you're on. Let me know if you need more time. Do you need more time? No, yes, no, yes. Okay. So now on your page, put time, the word time, thoughts, and money. And then under the word time, I want you to look around your clock, that first round, and find the top three that you spent the most time with, and put that underneath the word time. Top three numbers, and if you've got a tie, just pick one. And then do the same thing with thoughts. Underneath the word thoughts, pick the top three that you had. What had the most number on that second round? What attributes or aspects? And it probably is some of the same. And then, of course, do the same thing with money. That last round, the top three. And again, they're probably some of them are the same. So it's interesting to see, did any of you have maybe two of the same or three of the same in those? Did they kind of match a little bit? Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Figured that just kind of gives you a feeling or gives you a really a clear picture of your values. This is a peek into your essence of who you are and how you're showing up now. And you ask yourself, what comes first, the thought, the time, or the money? And am I balanced in that? In other words, is that what I want? Am I balanced in that? Is that what I really want? Am I spending time and money and thoughts on things I don't have or don't want? Am I spending time, money, and thoughts on things I do want and I do have? So this little exercise gives you a little bit of clarity around your values on that. And the question I have around that is, and if anybody wants to share for a few minutes, and then I'm going to give you something to think about and how you're creating your essence right now. So does anybody want to share anything? Any ahas, or did they kind of match, or any clarity, or could maybe surprises?
Mine match pretty much.
Pretty much.
I once asked somebody else what they thought my values were and what I valued most, and it's family. it's family and my kids, and it was right on through all three.
That's great. So that gives you an insight of what your values are and what's most important to you and how you show up and what you're creating. Good. Anybody else?
I'm just noticing play is coming in a lot more now than it used to. And and then it just totally, like, it just merges over with a whole lot of others. So it can be in business, it can be in relationship, can be with friends. So and then it's, and really, and then it goes into spirituality or my faith as well. So it's, that seems to be there, which wasn't there probably 4 or 5 years ago.
So you're on the right track, huh?
Cool.
That's great. That's, yeah. I mean, does that feel good to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. On the right track, my friend. So that's good. Did you want to share anything, Bob, or you good? No. Okay. I can't hear you, honey.
I'm just sort of processing all of this.
Okay. No worries. No worries, hon. So here's something to help you with your processing and everybody else about this. The question is, are you creating from the void? In other words, are you creating from not having it? Or are you focusing on what's not happening? Or are you creating it from a desire? Because your values arise sometimes and determined by your conscious or your subconscious about what you perceive you're missing sometimes. What you perceive as most missing or what you have a void in your life therefore becomes what you perceive as most important. In other words, sometimes our core values are based on core wounds. For example, if money was up there, if money is a value that you have, it could be because you are lacking money. Or if you're valuing health, it could be perceived that your health is compromised. Or if you're valuing relationships, you could be coming from the place of voiding that you don't have one. Or if you value information, if you perceive you don't know something. Purpose, when you feel purposeless, and companions, maybe you want to have companions when you feel alone. So that's creating from a void as opposed to a desire. So those things that you wrote down and that you were getting clarity around is the desires. Those are desires, things that perhaps you're thinking about a lot. You're spending money on it. You're spending your time on it. And if it's working for you and it's something that you really want, then you're creating from that place of desire. Okay? So that it gives you the essence of who you are right now. And the thing about all this is sometimes we can get really tripped up. So if you create from the place of I matter, then everything that you create will matter. Instead of saying, what is my purpose or who am I? Maybe it's just say, I am, and you get to list all those things, and I'm creating from my desire of all the things that you put in there that you want. So our reason for being here, our purpose, my opinion and my experience has been, it's really to see God in action every day within ourselves. To trust and allow and don't ask how. What if I'm on track? What if I'm already on track? Wonder if I'm already there. Now what do I do? So sometimes we can get really tripped up by being attached to it. So my suggestion is attachment, being attached to something, just let it go, because we get attached to how it looks, when it's coming, what's going to happen, who am I? Okay, then we get caught up in that rut of attachment of it's got to be a certain way and a certain time in a certain person. And that can also get in the way of us really experiencing the essence of our being, of who we are, to let go of that attachment. Because remember, as long as you're adding value along the way, everything around you, you have an impact with. You're adding value. You have an impact. No matter when you do something or what you're doing or how you're feeling, you have an impact as long as you're moving. So that's the reason to get off your couch. Even if you just go take a walk, you're having an impact. Okay, the essence of your being. So I invite all of you. We're doing our essence of being this weekend in Atlanta, in Marietta, Georgia, Atlanta. And we're starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This will be our only essence of being this year, I think. But if you're not available to do that, you can join us anytime on our conscious leadership calls. Bob will attest to that. I put it in the chat. You can go to any of those links. Those are the first and last Tuesday of every month. And we do a lot of stuff like this, only we'd go a little deeper and we do it for a little bit longer and with different things every time we come together. Okay. And then, of course, I'm doing my spiritual retreat, essenceofbeing.com/machu-pichu in October. So there are going to be 20 of us. I'm only going to bring 20 of us. I've got 15 slots left. Okay. But it's in October. Would love to play with you there. We're going to have an incredible week with a generational Incan shaman that is going to play with us and do a lot of different ceremony and these very cool experiences that we're going to have. I mean, it's going to be phenomenal. So you can go there and check it out. essenceofbeing.com/machu-pichu. It's in the chat. Okay. And if you can't come to Atlanta this weekend, just wish we could play with you. Bob's definitely one of our graduates and he's part of our Conscious Leadership Academy. And he's one of our, he loves these experiences and this, what it's helped him with for the last, how long you been with us, Bob? A minute or two? I don't even know. You're muted.
I think it was September of 22.
Okay.
It was awesome. Your last Fort Lauderdale one, which I think was September of 22.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, there's so many ways to plug in. And I hope that you got something out of this to know that you make a difference. You matter. And the essence of your being and your values. And to know that you are a gift. And I appreciate you. And all is well. That's my message. Thank you for joining us tonight. And you'll get this recording, everybody that registered. You'll get the recording. Okay. So it'll be in your email probably tomorrow. Mm. All right. Anybody have anything else they want to say? No. Mm.
Thank you. I found this very affirming.
Awesome. Thank you, Ann.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome, honey. I'll see you next. I'll see you when you come across from down under. You're going to come up here.
Yep. Yep.
I'll see you in April.
And we're going to play and have fun.
You bet.
Yeah,
okay. All right, Bob. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Burge. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.